SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
See it to believe it. The newest revolution in TV technology. Now at Harvey Norman. RGB. Changing the way you view. See colors that are brighter, deeper, and more vivid. Watch movies with ultra-realistic picture quality, making them more cinematic than ever before. Play smarter with real-time gaming optimization. Incredible clarity every time you press play. Built-in AI assistants such as Samsung's Vision AI, as well as Gemini and Copilot, can automatically adjust picture and sound quality and remove audio commentary, putting your focus on the game. Alongside content analysis, searches and more, your entertainment experience can be truly customized. Experience the new 2026 TV lineup at Harvey Norman today. Go!
You're listening to SBS News.
Taking to his social media platform, Truth Social, US President Donald Trump was succinct in his rejection of Iran's response to the latest peace proposal.
I have just read the response from Iran's so-called representatives. I don't like it. Totally unacceptable.
Iranian state media says the response focused on ending the war on all fronts, including Lebanon, and on the safety of shipping through the Persian Gulf and Strait of Hormuz, without indicating how or when the vital waterway might reopen. Israel is fighting the Iranian-backed Hezbollah militant group in southern Lebanon. The US proposal sought to end fighting before starting talks on more contentious issues, including Iran's nuclear program. Pakistan has been mediating talks between the US and Iran. Pakistan confirmed it's received the response from Iran and forwarded it to the US, with Prime Minister Mohammad Shahbaz Sharif giving an update at a Battle Day ceremony in Islamabad.
Even today, the field marshal was telling me that a response from Iran has been received, and beyond this, I cannot go into further details here. I would like to pay tribute to the efforts of Deputy Prime Minister Ishaq Dar, and especially extend my heartfelt congratulations to Field Marshal Sayyid Asim Munir for dedicating himself day and night to this task.
The United States Ambassador to the United Nations, Mike Waltz, earlier told ABC America, President Trump is giving diplomacy every chance before going back to hostilities.
And when the mediators, in this case Pakistan, ask us, head of state to head of state, to give this negotiation another chance before we go back to bombing Iran, then I think that's completely an appropriate choice for President Trump to make. He is giving diplomacy every chance we possibly can before going back to hostilities, but he's absolutely prepared to do that.
Iran has also raised concerns about the proximity of French and British warships, calling the pretext of protecting shipping a militarization of the vital waterway. But speaking from a state visit to Kenya, French President Emmanuel Macron told reporters the two countries are not deploying to the conflict.
There has never been, nor has there ever been, any talk of a French or Franco-British deployment. A few days ago, I made the decision to move the Charles de Gaulle and the frigates accompanying it, as well as the entire carrier strike group, beyond the Bab el Mandeb Strait, and thus to move from the eastern Mediterranean to the vicinity. There has never been any question of a deployment, but we are standing by. From the very beginning, we have been saying one very simple thing: freedom of navigation.
He says his country's focus is on ensuring the resumption of shipping through the strait as soon as possible.
We have never considered, and I invite you to review all my statements since day one, carrying out a deployment to reopen Hormuz by force. That has never been France's option. We have built an ad hoc mission, co-led with the British, bringing together 50 countries and international organizations in order to work in coordination with Iran, while de-conflicting with all the countries of the region and the United States to ensure that, as soon as conditions allow, maritime traffic can resume, including the transport of fertilizers, food, gas, oil, and goods.
He called for calm in the negotiations.
I call on everyone for calm and responsibility. I think there has been far too much verbal escalation, which always leads to physical escalation. And the world's most vulnerable people are the first victims of this. But today we are all victims of what is happening. Our fellow citizens in France are also paying the price every day for this war that we did not want. So today, return to calm, prioritize the peaceful and coordinated reopening of Hormuz and the resumption of responsible discussions on nuclear and ballistic issues within an appropriate framework. France is here to provide solutions in a respectful manner and within the framework of international law.
U.S. Central Command says 20 U.S. warships are enforcing the blockade against Iran, which has seen 61 merchant ships change course and disabled four vessels. Karen Thomas, SBS News.
See it to believe it. The newest revolution in TV technology. Now at Harvey Norman. RGB. Changing the way you view. See colours that are brighter, deeper and more vivid. Watch movies with ultra-realistic picture quality, making them more cinematic than ever before. Play smarter with real-time gaming optimization. Incredible clarity every time you press play. Built-in AI assistants such as Samsung's Vision AI, as well as Gemini and Copilot, can automatically adjust picture and sound quality and remove audio commentary, putting your focus on the game. Alongside content analysis, searches and more, your entertainment experience can be truly customized. Experience the new 2026 TV lineup at Harvey Norman today.